Transcribed.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Hollywood, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis are brought to you by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. By Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. By Chesterfield. Ask your dealer for Chesterfield, the only cigarette that names all its ingredients. And by Anison for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Hello. How are you? Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, this is a pretty full week for Jerry and me. While we've been working on tonight's radio show, we've also been in rehearsal for our television show, which is this Sunday. Well, all of it is more than worthwhile. So let's get this segment underway with a touch of that ever-loving oldie, the object of my affection. The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Anytime she holds my hand, tells me that she's mine. There are many girls who can fill me, some who can fill me with dreams of happiness. But I know I'll never rest until she says she's mine. Well, I'm not afraid she'll leave me, 'cause she's not the kind who'll be unfair. But instead I trust her implicitly. She can go where she wants to go, do what she wants to do, I don't care. The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Anytime she holds my hand, tells me that she's mine. The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Anytime she holds my hand, tells me, oh, she's mine.
Thank you. Oh, you're wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to sort of...
Hey, Dean, Dean, did you hear the news?
Easy, take it easy, boy. What's all the excitement?
Haven't you heard the news? The Navy is drafting midgets.
The Navy is drafting midgets?
Oh, yeah. I just saw a big sign in one of the stores. Come see the new 20-inch Admiral.
Jerry, that Admiral isn't a Navy man. It's a television set.
Good heavens. No wonder he didn't return my salute.
Oh, shit. Ah, you're impossible.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got things on my mind. This morning I went to the dentist and he said that three of my teeth needed work.
Okay, so three of your teeth need work. And what's the problem?
Who's got a job for three teeth?
Jerry, look, I'll give your teeth a job myself, okay? I'll take them home with me tonight.
Okay, but you won't like them.
Why not?
They're Perry Como fans.
Ah, shut up. Ah, what's the use of trying? You'll never change, Jerry. You'll always be the same old Jerry Lewis.
Well, that's better than what you're doing, Dean Martin.
Well, what am I doing?
You're traveling under an assumed nose.
So now you want to insult me, huh?
What is it with you, Jerry?
Are you an idiot?
No.
An imbecile? A nincompoop?
No, but you're getting warm.
Are you a dope, blockhead,
No, keep going.
A dunce?
No.
Well, what are you?
I'm an idiot.
An idiot. I already said that. You should have stopped me.
I know, but how often do I get such attention?
Jerry, enough of this foolishness now. Who's our first guest?
Well, Dean, we were supposed to have that wrestling chap, Beautiful Ben, for a return visit, but he couldn't make it.
Oh, well, what'll we do?
Well, I'm not Ben, but I can be beautiful.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we have as our guest tonight one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. A big giant of a man, considered to be one of the most attractive wrestlers since Gorgeous George. And here he is now, Beautiful Ben. How are you, Beautiful?
I'm lovely. Now, I'm lovely, I'm engaged, I use Dredo.
I don't mean to hurt your feelings, Beautiful, but I hear that some folks think you're not as attractive as Gorgeous George.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my whole life. Listen, this morning I woke up, I looked in the mirror, I said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? And the mirror said to me, you, Beautiful. There's no fooling with that mirror, buddy.
Well, I see what the mirror means. You do have nice features. You do, you do.
Nice features. They happen to be exquisite. I'm beautiful. Can't fool with the mirror, buddy.
Tell me, Ben, what was your toughest match?
It was the Buffalo, the spring of 29. I was wrestling a young fella named Ten-Ton Timothy. By the way, you know what they called him for short?
Ten-Ton Tim?
Oh, you were there?
No.
Well, anyhow, Tim won the first 2-4, see?
What do you want?
Tim won the first 2-4.
Tim won the first 2-4.
That's it. Good boy. I was just a little groggy, see? Boy, he had me in a headlock, then got me in a flying budge and threw me to the back.
How did you get out of it?
That's a pretty good question. All of a sudden, I picked up Two-Ton Tim and twirled him in the air and slammed him to that back.
I see. You got your second win?
No, I got the signal. The match was fixed.
Oh. You can't mean that some matches aren't on the up and up.
Oh, boy, you're a young one, Albert.
You know, Ben, with all the grueling business you go through in the ring, it's a wonder you managed to keep your senses.
Tough to believe I could be so intelligent.
Well, Beautiful Ben, our time is up. Boy, it is up. It sure has been nice seeing you.
Sure, it's always nice to see me. I'm lovely to look at. Nobody fools with that mirror, boy.
I didn't think so. While Jerry wrestles with the mirror, let's turn over the business at hand to Jimmy Wallington.
Thank you, Dean. And now here's something of interest to everybody.
For breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Dentine tastes so good.
Dentine freshens your breath.
Dentine helps keep your teeth sparkling clean and white.
Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Before you go out and always after eating, drinking, smoking, refresh your breath with Dentine. You'll love Dentine chewing gum, for Dentine has a wonderful tingling, nippy flavor that lingers on and on. It's delicious. And remember, Dentine helps keep your teeth white, too. Keep Dentine handy. You'll enjoy refreshing your breath when you chew Dentine. So for breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
You know, when a man has to sing 3 songs every week, the selection of songs can get to be quite a problem. The other night, we must have talked over 100 tunes when my recording manager, Mac Gray, suddenly hit us with a little ditty that's climbing pretty high on our popularity polls. This may not mean a bonus to Mr. Gray, but I'm hoping you'll all enjoy any time.
anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, anytime you feel downhearted, that'll prove your love for me is true. Any old time you're thinking about me, that's the time I'm thinking about you. So any time you say you want me back again, that's the time I come back home to you. That's the time I'll be thinking of you. So any time you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home to you.
The mask is off in cigarette advertising. Chesterfield is first to name all its ingredients because you should know what gives you the best possible smoke. Chesterfield uses the right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities. And Chesterfields are kept tasty and fresh by pure, costly moistening agents, entirely safe for use in the mouth, as proved by over 40 years of continuous use in tobacco products. And remember, your Chesterfields are wrapped in cigarette paper of the highest purity, the best money can buy. That's what Chesterfields are made of. The world's best tobaccos, pure costly moistening agents, the best cigarette paper money can buy. Nothing else. Only Chesterfield names its ingredients, and they give you the best possible smoke. Much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. Ask your dealer for Chesterfields today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come for our guest spotlight to focus on one of the most glamorous figures in the Hollywood scene. You've enjoyed her fine performances in many wonderful pictures, and I'm sure she's a favorite of yours as well as ours. So here she is, the very beautiful, very talented Ann Sheridan, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Dean.
Well, Ann, it's really a thrill to have you on the show tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Dean. Say, you know, I've heard a lot about your partner, Jerry, and I'm sort of anxious to meet him. Tell me.
Yes?
When does he shed his cocoon?
Now, Ann, don't tell me you believe all...
Hey, Dean. Dean, did you see where...
Good heavens, who's he?
Who's he? Jerry, you know that isn't correct.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's him?
I put on my prettiest dress, have my hair done, got my makeup on just right, and this monkey on a stick calls me a he.
I was only fooling. I knew you was a girl. I could tell by the way you walk.
How?
More bounce to the ounce.
Ah, come on, Jerry. I don't know what to do, Ann. Every so often, Jerry just gets on the wrong track.
Don't do anything, Dean. Maybe a train will come along.
Yeah.
Hey, how come you insult me like this and you're so nice to him? What's Dean got that I ain't got?
Well, he has a heart.
I have a heart.
He has two arms.
I have two arms.
And he has a beautiful physique.
I have two arms.
Jerry, that'll teach you to compare yourself with me.
Well, listen here, listen here.
Well,
just listen here, Dean Martin. Don't you lord it over me, or I'll tell her that you have 3 gold wristwatches.
Well, go ahead. Lots of people have 3 gold wristwatches.
In hock?
Now, you just wait a second, Jerry. Right? You haven't even been introduced to our guest. Now, before we go any farther, say hello to Ann Sheridan.
God! Not Ann Sheridan, the movie star.
Well, I have made a few pictures, Jerry.
Say, I bet you know all them other celebrities.
Ooh, I guess I know a few.
Tell me, is Walter Pigeon really a large bird? Well, when they film The Life of Harry Truman, will William Bendix play the part?
Oh, why don't you stop it, Jerry? You know that very well that William Bendix can't play the piano.
Oh, then he is going to play the part.
Ah, shut up.
Hey, say, why don't you fellas take your problems to one of those courts of human relations? Remember John J. Anthony? He could straighten you out a bit.
Well, now, there's a coincidence, Andy.
We were planning to do one of those mediation scenes right here. Are you interested in human relations, Jerry?
I don't know. I never had any.
Well, supposing we take care of that right now. Let's hurry, because court is now in session.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to John J. Martin's Court of Severed Relations. In a few moments, you will hear real-life people present their real-life problems in their own real-life words. And now, here is our real-life mediator, Mr. John J. Martin.
Good evening, friends. Before we hear our first case, I should like to give you our thought for the day. Laugh, and the world laughs with you. Cry, and you become a great singing sensation. And now, James, our first case.
Mr. Martin, this is Mrs. Lydia Fink.
Well, how are you, Mrs. Fink?
With a name like Fink, how would you be?
Ah, this gentleman must be your husband, Max. Tell me, sir, does the name Max Fink upset you?
Upset me? It makes me nauseous.
Why don't you change your name?
I already changed it once.
What was it before?
Sydney Fink.
Sydney Fink. Tell me, Mrs. F. Tell me, Mrs. F, why are you here? What seems to be your problem?
Well, I hate, loathe, and detest my husband. I'd like to choke the life out of him, pull out his hair, gouge out his eyes, and cut him to pieces and throw him to the rattlesnakes.
Isn't she adorable?
What is it, Mrs. Fink? Why do you hate your husband so?
Well, for one thing, he's always making me take needle showers.
Yeah, that's not bad. I take needle showers myself.
With real needles?
Oh. Well, Mrs. Fink, you certainly have your hands full.
Oh, that's not the half of it. He's also a chain smoker.
A chain smoker? What's wrong with that?
I get tired of tripping over them hot chains all day. Mr. Martin, I've had all I'm going to take from this here man. He's nothing but a no-good, lazy, miserable, two-timer.
Ah, shut up! I'm fed up with you too, understand? Fed up!
Mr. Fink! I want you to hold your tongue.
I will not.
Why not?
My fingers get wet.
Why must we fight like this? We used to be so happy. Remember the night I wore my new white pumps, the organdy dress, and I wore my hair in a bun?
So what? I didn't like your hair in a bun.
Why?
It loused up my hamburger.
Mr. and Mrs. Fink, I've listened carefully to both sides of the problem, and it is my opinion that you should reconcile. Try again.
Well, I'm willing to try again on one condition. For years now, a little old lady has been living with us. She meddles in my cooking, criticizes my cleaning, and tags along with us wherever we go. I can't stand it any longer. Please tell my husband that I'm tired of sharing a house with his mother.
My mother? I thought she was your mother.
Tell me, whom does this little old lady resemble?
Well, it's kind of hard to say. Well,
She's 5 feet two, has a mole on her left cheek, parts of hair in the middle.
Did you say she has a mole on her left cheek?
Well, yes.
Well, good heavens, that's my mother!
From the judge's chambers, we hand over the gavel
to a real judge of the right things to do.
Jimmy Wallington.
Thank you, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to know a quick, easy way to ease the pain of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, then by all means try Anacin. Your own dentist or physician may at one time or another have handed you an envelope containing Anacin tablets. Then you already know how incredibly fast and effectively Anacin brings relief. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients. For your own sake, try Anacin. Anacin is sold to you on this guarantee. If the first few tablets do not give you all the relief you want as fast as you want it, you may return the unused portion and your money will be refunded. You can get Anacin tablets at any drug counter. Anacin comes in handy boxes of 12 and 30 tablets, and economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100.
Years ago, before singing songs and battling with Jerry was my source of bread and butter, I spent a dozen rugged months working in the steel mills of my hometown, Steubenville, Ohio. On that job, the only thing I looked forward to was the sound of the old lunch whistle when I could chase to the corner cafe, eat up a minor storm, and toss a mess of nickels into the jukebox. One day, a brand new record came in that really hit my fancy. In fact, after throwing in $2 worth of nickels, I found myself returning to the mill 1 hour late. It was that afternoon that the mill and I parted company. Looking back at it now, I realize how much luck that song really brought me. Because 1 week later, I made up my mind to start singing professionally. So, in memory of that fateful day, let's try a bit of
Never in a million years could there be another you. I would shed a million tears if ever we were through. Never in a million could you ever be surpassed. And darling, in a million June, this love of ours will last. There would be no world for me if ever we would part. Where I go, your name will be right on the tip of my heart. For only once in every lifetime someone just like you appears. Is there any greater glory, any greater thrill? No, never in a million years. In every lifetime someone just like you appears. Is there any greater glory, any greater thrill? No, never in a million years.
anything. That was eloquent, touching, masterful, and completely beautiful. No kidding.
Thanks, Jerry. I had no idea you liked my singing so much.
Neither did I till they handed me the script.
Hey there, fellas. Looks like good nights are in order.
Annie, I trust you enjoyed your visit tonight.
Well, I certainly did, Dean. But to make my pleasure more complete, well, I'd love to do one of those three-part songs you always do so well, huh?
Oh, you mean around?
Well, around, yes.
Well, okay. Supposing we try Three Blind Mice. I'll start, and then Dean. Ann, then Jerry.
All right.
Okay? Three blind mice.
See how they run. Was I going too fast for you?
And it was wonderful of you to drop over and see us.
Yeah, and thanks a lot, Ann.
Good night. Night, everybody.
Good night, Ann. Gentlemen, that wraps up another session, and it also marks the end of our current series.
That's right, Dean. Folks, this is our last show for this season, and we'd like to take this opportunity to thank our wonderful sponsors, NBC, the entire production staff, and everyone who worked so hard to help us entertain our listeners.
Yes, and we'd like to give some special thanks to those same wonderful listeners.
Right again, Dean. And folks, as a result of your very generous response, we have some news that makes us very, very proud and happy. Chesterfield Cigarettes have just told us that they want us back on radio next year, and they will be our sole sponsors. Hey, Dean, we're sure going to be happy to work for Chesterfield Cigarettes, right?
You said it, Jerry. Let's tell all the people why we'd like to work for Chesterfield.
All righty. A, always milder.
B, better tasting.
C, cash. We were just kidding, though, folks. We really are very, very proud that we've been chosen to work for Chesterfield's next season. They're wonderful.
You said it, Jerry. Now, folks, until we can get together again next fall, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis reminding you not to forget the Muscular Dystrophy Association this summer. The fight to find a cure for this dread disease is an all-year battle. Your response thus far has been wonderful. Please don't let us down. Keep sending those contributions to MDA New York 8 New York. And remember, our new picture, Sailor Beware, can now be seen at your local theaters. We hope you'll go see it. So until next fall, stay well, have a wonderful summer.
God bless you all. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Hollywood, you've just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear, produced and directed by Dick Mack, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile. And brought to you by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. By Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. By Chesterfield, the only cigarette that names all its ingredients. Sound off for Chesterfield, the cigarette that's much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste. And from the report of a well-known research organization, Chesterfields leave no unpleasant aftertaste. And by Anacin, for pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. Ann Sheridan is starring with John London, Howard Duff in Steel Town, a Universal International picture.
The preceding was transcribed. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.